Today we celebrate the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes. She appeared in 1858 to Saint Bernadette. And in that apparition, we don't have a lot of the predictions and dire statements that we find in Fatima. But rather, Our Blessed Lady simply talked about prayer and penance, praying the rosary and penance. And if you know the story of the apparitions, you might recall that when St. Bernadette was seeing Our Blessed Lady, no one could see Our Blessed Lady except her, which is very typical of apparitions. And the only thing that they saw was that she was in a trance and was unable to speak and even did not react to a candle that was held to her hand. She was in such a trance. Until after she came out of the trance. But one thing she did during these apparitions at the instruction of Our Blessed Lady was to stand up and to say to the whole crowd very solemnly and slowly, turning toward them as if in a circle, penance, penance, penance. As if the message from Our Blessed Lady is to do penance. And she was saying this to a world in 1858 that was turning quickly toward materialism and all sorts of immorality, and also turning its back on the faith through rationalism and unbelief, excessive belief in science, which they thought at that time was very advanced. Penance, penance, penance. And so today I would like to speak to you about the penance that we need to do, especially as we go into the penitential season of Lent. Our obligation is very clear. Our Lord said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So the condition of following our Lord is to take up our cross daily. And he said, and it says in sacred scripture, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, lust, evil concupiscences, covetousness, which is the service of idols." That's St. Paul. And he says in another place that those same sins, those who commit those sins, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so we must mortify ourselves, because if we do not mortify the tendencies of original sin, we will fall into all of those sins that St. Paul just mentioned. St. Francis de Sales said, "He who disregards mortification will never be able to raise his soul to the contemplation of God." And St. Teresa says, "It is folly to suppose that God admits unmortified souls to his friendship." St. John of the Cross says that we should give credit that we should give credit to no one who rejects penitential exercises, even if his doctrine were confirmed by miracles. So important is mortification to sanctification. Now, when we think of mortification, we often think of giving up food. We think of Lent, when we can't have food. And that is an important way in which to do mortification. And that's why the Church prescribes to us many days on which we cannot have certain foods or certain quantities of food. We have all of the Fridays during the year, so that's 52 Fridays. We have the Ember Days, which are 12 days a year. We have 4 vigils on which we must fast. And we have the 40 days of Lent. So there is a great deal of mortification built into the Church's calendar. You may not realize it. And of course, it's the traditional calendar and the traditional rules. You know, in the Novus Ordo, they don't do any of that. Mortification is all but dead, both in theory and in practice in the Novus Ordo. But we have a good chunk of the year if you add up 52 and 40 and 12 and 4. That's about a third of the year on which there is to do some penance at the table. And so that's, we might say, the primary place to do the penance. But that's not the only place. And that is exterior penance and exterior mortification. And that's very important. But it must be also be accompanied by interior mortification, which is the disciplining by denial of our wills and our passions, so that we will not be led into sins by the evil inclinations of those things. In addition to the obligatory obligations that the obligatory penances that we have, there are also some voluntary mortifications that you could take on. The most important is to obey the law of the church. Because to obey the will of God, to obey a superior, is much better than to do something on your own. St. Teresa said, to pick up a pin in obedience is a much greater act and a much more meritorious act than to do some other great work by your own will. So the first thing in mortification is to obey the law of the church. But there are some voluntary things we could do. For example, we could abstain from certain foods, either always or sometimes. It used to be that there was abstinence on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Years ago in the 19th century, there was also abstinence on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So many, almost more than half of the year then, there was penance to do if you were a Catholic. And so it would be good to try to retrieve some of that spirit of penance by doing other things. The great spiritual author, Gary Goulagrange, says we should do some voluntary penance, something each day. Deny ourselves something each day. We can cheerfully accept the crosses which come from the duties of state and life. For example, patience with our spouses or our children. That's a good mortification. But true interior patience, bearing the cross of the faults of our spouses, and everyone has faults, and the problems and faults with our children, and all children bear certain faults. The faithful observance of what is demanded of us in our spiritual lives, and the duties of state and life, such as to rise on time in the morning. That's a mortification, to get up when you should, to be faithful to the Holy Rosary. That's a mortification. You must discipline your will to do that at the right time, to get it done. That is a mortification. The patient and cheerful bearing, for God's sake, of the various problems which are given to you or permitted by God for you, such as extremes of heat and cold. And you've certainly had some of that lately. How often we all complain about the weather. But part of mortification is to accept what God has sent. Accidents that may happen to you. Illnesses. I was recently ill. Somebody said to me, why doesn't God cure you? And I said, I'm sure he knows what he's doing. Because we have to accept those things. Accept our own weaknesses. And that's mortification. Misfortunes in our families and our friends, the things that overtake them, or the annoyances of daily life, like dropping something on the floor. Those little crosses that you bear make it possible for you to bear the great crosses of life. But even the faithful bearing of the little crosses in obedience to God, because they are sent to you, is very, very efficacious in your mortification. St. Francis de Sales said, "The mortifications which come to us from God or from men by his permission are always worth more than those which are the children of our own will. For it must be considered a general rule that the less our taste and choice intervene in our actions, the more they will have of goodness, solidity, devotion, the pleasure of God, and our own profit." When choosing voluntary mortifications, we should keep in mind the fault that must be overcome. For example, if you have a serious fault of impurity, that demands a different mortification than if you have one of gluttony or of laziness or of pride. And in these matters, you should consult a priest. Say, I have this problem. What should I do? And he'll give you some good advice. And so we should embrace this penitential season which is coming upon us with enthusiasm, because mortification is so much a part of the Christian life. It is not some accident, some fringe on the edge of the Christian life. It is part and parcel of it. We cannot make it to heaven without it. We must do it. We must do this work of mortification. And so Lent should be for us a holy season that we approach with great enthusiasm. St. Basil said, "Penance without fasting is fruitless." St. Vincent de Paul said, "The mortification of the appetite is the ABC of the spiritual life. Whoever cannot control himself in this will hardly be able to conquer temptations more difficult to subdue." And St. Bernard of Clairvaux said of those who practice self-denial, "He lives more purely, he falls more rarely, he rises more promptly, he walks more cautiously, he receives graces more abundantly, he reposes more securely, he dies more hopefully, he is cleansed more speedily, and is rewarded more plentifully." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.